Dan, let's lay out some surprising numbers.
Okay? These are shocking numbers, actually.
Every year, over $20 billion is spent on duplicate radiology tests at healthcare facilities across the U.S. because records can't be found. You know what else?
What
else? Over $125 billion spent averagely every year on medical record retrieval throughout the U.S.
How much?
$125 billion with a B.
Wow.
Yeah, that's 20% of the average day spent by clinical staff chasing down records trying to do this. So we've got now joining us on the KRD Newsline, Carm Hunters. He is the CEO and founder of Colorado-based Credo, with some ways to look at what we can do to help streamline some of these issues, help not only patients get access to records a little bit better, but also maybe reduce some of those costs and maybe see some of that trickle down to the consumers as well. Carm, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio. And first off, how did the industry get to such a crazy level where we're seeing such crazy numbers being thrown about?
Well, thank you guys so much for having me on the show today. That's a great first question. This is just one of those arcane processes that's still around in healthcare that hasn't been fixed. When HIPAA was a first, everybody remembers, you probably remember going into your doctor's office and signing a HIPAA form, and that's giving your doctor right to go and get your medical records. Well, before the days of computers and all the technology we have, the best way to do was using phone and fax. And that practice has really never gone away, even though in every other industry, I think we could all probably joke here, when was the last time any of us used a fax machine? It really doesn't exist anywhere else in the industry, in other industries. And so healthcare is sort of this last bastion where we need to move away from traditional phone and fax, where it's costing all this money, to doing all this digitally. And we finally have an opportunity to do that, and that's what Credo's mission is.
What's it going to take to take the idea and then implement it? Because it seems like we've been talking about this forever. Everybody always talks about these problems and what to do about them. And then it gets it out into the public and people talk about it, but nothing is ever done about it. And it seems like such a simple fix.
Yeah. Well, we finally are, if you remember the news from a few years ago, there was a major bill that came out called the 21st Century Cures Act, or the Cures Act was sort of how the news picked it up. And that basically said, finally, that no healthcare entity can block a patient from gaining access to their information in a machine readable format, in a digital format. And there's a lot of, I won't go into it because it probably would bore your audience on the regulatory side, but that's really now enabling and opening up the doors to digital access and interoperability between health systems and health records to go and get this data digitally. And that's really what Credo is enabling. We're trying to help providers and clinics, particularly in the outpatient and specialty world, who are doing this manually today, who frankly don't have enough staff to do the work. And we have digital technology and tools that can work through the patient and go collect that data digitally, opposed to doing it phone and fax, and then get it into the doctor's hands that they can use for an upcoming appointment or a visit with a specialist, and just create a streamlined process and really move people away from doing this the old and antiquated way via phone and fax.
Absolutely. It seems, as we'd mentioned, so antiquated. Everything right now is automated. Every, medical provider really in Colorado Springs area has those apps. You should think it'd be much easier to have access to your records, much more streamlined. So how has it been trying to get this more widely implemented and really make some large effect in the healthcare industry?
Yeah, we're still an early stage startup. So, we just announced in the last 2 months our funding, led by a lot of great healthcare venture firms. We raised $3 million, and we're in the very early stages. We have closed our first customer, and we're working with them to get them on to our platform to automate this process. And I think, what we're seeing very clearly is, what we're seeing in the news is this existential crisis we're in, that there's just not enough medical professionals to support the need and the supply we need in the U.S. And we're really trying to work with providers who are having short-staffed problems, because if we can take a nurse's or a PA or an MA's time and stop them from chart chasing and doing medical record retrieval and hand that process off to us, we think that's a much better use of their time. And we're trying to implement this. But I would say overall, the interest in our company has been overwhelming. We did a big launch at a conference in Miami. We had over 300 people respond. Wow. We had 200 people at the event and over 300 responses to work with us. We've been absolutely slammed since then, and really excited about the press and interest we've gotten from healthcare organizations that really want to fix this process. And as we say, end the chase and end chart chasing. Yep. And move this to a digital process.
We've got about 10 seconds left. If you could sum it up, what is your main mission as this company, as you are based here in Colorado?
Yeah, we want patients to live their healthiest lives by enabling them and their providers to get the medical record they need to better treat and take care of them.
Absolutely. And if more people want to get more information, kind of keep tabs on how you're doing with this project and how the company is growing, what's the best way to keep up with you guys?
Yeah, the best thing is just go to our website. It's credohealth.com.
Awesome. Well, Karam, we appreciate your time and your valiant effort to try and help consumers and really change the healthcare markets. We appreciate your time here on KRDO News Radio as well.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.